In the late 1870s, the federal government decided the raids on Indian ponies must end, and the chief suspect, the famous Doc Middleton, brought to justice. A man with questionable abilities as a detective, but obvious skill in public relations, was given the job of going into Doc Middleton country to arrest the well-liked horse thief. I'm Doug Johnson. Next, the story continues of Doc Middleton, the Robin Hood of the Niobrara, on Stories of the Heartland. Bassett, Nebraska's hometown, welcomes you.
I grew up in a small town close to Bassett, so I know the benefits of raising a family in a small town.
Everyone watches out for each other's children in a small town. Someone once said it takes a village to raise a child. That village is Bassett, Nebraska.
Living in a small town, our children can play in our front yard, and we don't feel like we have to be watching them every second.
Visit www.bassettnebr.com. This message is brought to you in part by Sandhill Equipment.
William Henry Harrison Llewellyn, a man in his 20s, was a surveyor, tax collector, deputy jailer, and rookie policeman. Somehow his resume was pumped up and he was assigned to capture Doc Middleton. The U.S. Attorney General told him to obtain evidence against the Middleton gang. He was to gain firsthand knowledge and be the government's chief witness. Llewellyn found a man named Hazen who knew Doc and agreed to introduce them. While assuring his bosses he was proceeding as planned, he set out on a different course. He made a trip to Lincoln to visit the governor's office for consultations. There he was either given or stole the governor's letterhead with the state seal. It wasn't long after that rumors began circulating that the governor of Nebraska was ready to offer a full pardon to Doc Middleton. The idea appealed to Middleton. He was particularly interested in receiving a pardon for the alleged murder of a soldier in Sidney, Nebraska. After several aborted attempts to make contact with Middleton, Hazen and Llewellyn were finally successful in arranging a meeting to discuss the proposed pardon. Llewellyn added William C. Likens to the team, the same man who had captured Doc near Julesburg, Colorado. In Llewellyn's words, "At 3 p.m., we arrived at Peacock's and were greeted by Middleton. He had with him George Holt, alias Black George, Count Shevelov, and Richard Bryant, alias Limber Dick. Another meeting was arranged for the next day. Likens was sent to hide in the bushes near the meeting place so he could capture Middleton. For the second meeting, Kid Wade came along with Doc. Black George, Limber Dick, and Count Shevelov surveyed the scene from a distance, and two other men were placed nearby to protect Doc should Llewellyn's pardon turn out to be fake. Middleton was then given the fake pardon and was persuaded to accompany Hazen and Llewellyn down a path that would take them right in front of Likens' hiding place. Kid Wade was riding next to Llewellyn, Hazen next to Middleton. It seems Llewellyn never set out to capture Middleton. His plan was to assassinate Doc with Likens the trigger man. As they approached the bushes hiding Lycan, Hazen slipped off his horse, saying he needed to stop for a moment. Doc began to hear metallic clicks. As fate would have it, Lycan's rifle jammed, just as Doc's had several years earlier when he had the drop on Lycan. Llewellyn, sensing his plan was doomed, raced away with Kid Wade in pursuit, firing his six-shooter after him. When the firing started, Middleton instinctively slipped over the side of his horse to protect himself. Lycan stepped out and began blasting with his pistol. Middleton's horse shied and threw him. Lycan, thinking he hit Middleton, took off running through the bushes. I'm Doug Johnson, and this is Stories of the Heartland. Visit my website at www.javtv.com. There you'll see videos of some communities of the Heartland. Middleton stood up and told Hazen to drop his rifle. Instead, Hazen squeezed off a shot, striking Middleton in the side. Doc fired twice with his .45, dropping Hazen. Then, thinking there may be more posse in the bushes, Middleton escaped on foot. I'm Doug Johnson, and this is Stories of the Heartland.